Tesla Semi enters high-volume production. Locking the Semi to 4,680 cells changes the cost curve faster than any competitor modeled. Production at Giga Nevada now runs on the same vertical stack used for passenger vehicles. That overlap should push per-unit battery costs below $80 per capital H7 within 18 months. Freight operators locked into diesel leases will face pressure to switch earlier than planned, once the effective cost per mile drops under 40 cents. FSD V14.3.2 begins HW4 rollout. Reinforcement learning tweaks here prioritize edge cases that older hardware handled through brute force. Newer vehicles will collect cleaner training data from the start. That advantage compounds quickly. Regulators in California will likely fast-track unsupervised approval for fleets once the disengagement rate falls below 1 per 1,000 miles, which the new model architecture targets by early next year. Legacy AV companies without vehicle-scale data will struggle to match the pace. Tesla Insurance launches in Florida and Maryland. Safety Score version 3.0 ties discounts directly to FSD performance rather than just human driving. Florida and Maryland mark the first tests where claims data will separate FSD miles cleanly. Expect loss ratios to drop below 55% within 12 months on those policies. Traditional carriers will have to either replicate the telemetry integration or watch their best risks migrate away. Tesla sales rebound in key European markets. Registration spikes in these markets track closely with local inventory levels rather than broad demand shifts. The real test arrives when refreshed models hit showrooms later this year. If uptake sustains without heavy incentives, competitors like Volkswagen will need to accelerate their own software updates to retain fleet buyers. Otherwise, their EV margins compress further as higher trim replacements shift over. Hardware 3 excluded from unsupervised FSD. Owners holding Hardware 3 vehicles now confront a narrowing set of options. Trade-in values will reflect the permanent cap on autonomy features once buyers understand the unsupervised cutoff. More critically, Tesla loses a steady stream of diverse driving data from those cars. The training pipeline for future unsupervised releases will skew toward newer hardware profiles, creating blind spots in scenarios that older vehicles still handle daily. Expect those gaps to surface first in validation reports by mid-2026. Spring 2026 update deploys new AI features. Separating self-driving functions into their own app creates a cleaner data channel for intervention tracking. Voice interactions through the new Grok layer stay isolated from active driving logs. That split will produce sharper override statistics in Tesla's next regulatory submissions. Reviewers at the NHTSA will therefore face fewer confounding variables when assessing whether supervision requirements can be lifted. Approval timelines could compress by 1 or 2 quarters as a direct result. Optimus factory construction advances at Fremont. Shifting Fremont floor space to Optimus lines will trigger volume cuts for Model S and X components within the next 2 quarters. Suppliers of those low-volume parts face a choice: adapt their processes to humanoid actuators or accept reduced orders that may never recover. Tesla gains faster iteration on robot production, yet the sedan business loses any remaining manufacturing flexibility. The first supplier exits will likely appear in the quarterly sourcing updates by late 2025. Cybercab mass production starts in Texas. Giga Texas output at scale will flood the market with purpose-built robotaxis faster than any competitor can match. Rival programs must either secure equivalent low-cost manufacturing or abandon plans for broad geographic coverage. The immediate effect shows up in fleet economics. Per-vehicle utilization rates climb because the dedicated design eliminates the seating compromises still present in converted models. Watch utilization reports from the first Texas deployments to see the gap widen by Q3 next year. Tesla China April wholesale hits record. Exports from the Shanghai plant now exceed domestic Chinese deliveries by a wide margin each month. The plant's utilization rate sits above 90% for the first time since the pandemic. This imbalance gives Tesla a structural pricing edge that competitors cannot match without building equivalent overseas capacity of their own. BYD must replicate the same export scale within 18 months or accept permanent share loss across Europe. Legacy suppliers face immediate contract renegotiations tied to the new Shanghai baseline. AI5 chip tapes out for 2027 production. First silicon tests will determine if the new chip can sustain the efficiency levels required for unsupervised robo-taxi fleets without thermal throttling. If yields exceed 70% by mid-next year, unit economics turn positive early enough to accelerate city launches into 2027. NVIDIA is forced to either match the power envelope in its upcoming architecture or lose robotics customers looking for lower latency solutions. Memory vendors have revised their capacity expansions upward to accommodate the volume Tesla is projecting. Whoa! Tesla raises 2026 CapEx to $25 billion. Most of the added budget targets new AI training clusters and dojo expansion instead of vehicle lines. This focus shortens the window to unsupervised FSD validation by about 12 months while testing whether current vehicle margins can cover the increased spend. Legacy automakers must now match the compute investment pace or lose further ground on any software-driven features. High-bandwidth memory suppliers see Tesla's orders displacing allocations for other cloud providers through 2027. European FSD supervised shows strong usage. Usage is clustering in Germany, Norway, and the Netherlands, where early approvals allow broader access. The accumulated data now exceeds what any competitor has logged in the region by an order of magnitude. Mobileye must either publish comparable real-world statistics or concede the regulatory narrative to safety reports. National transport agencies face growing calls to align their frameworks with demonstrated performance before the end of next year.